Law enforcement and advocacy groups have worked for months on a new, fair, and unbiased policing policy. The final version will be likely approved this week, and it'll include guidelines on cooperation between state and federal agencies on immigration enforcement. Advocates cite recently released video of an August traffic stop in Franklin County as evidence that the policy needs strengthening, and they're concerned that draft revisions could make it less likely that immigrants will seek out police in emergencies. As VPR's John Dillon reports, a top law enforcement official says those fears are unfounded.
What do blue lights mean? It means pull over and stop. Just have a seat in your vehicle. Have a seat in your vehicle. Go inside, sir, please. Stay put. Stay put. Stay in the vehicle.
One evening last August, two farm workers in a Dodge pickup were pulled over by an officer with the Franklin County Sheriff's Department. The license plate on the truck did not match the registration. The stop was captured on body cam video. The men don't speak English, and a woman on the scene interprets.
And he don't have driver's
13,
license.
Central. No license?
No, and he don't have that.
He said a Romeo unit. Backup, please.
Just he have that title.
11-13, ma'am. About 2.5 miles from Boston Post.
10-4. Still send a Romeo unit, please. Central.
The officer asked for a Romeo unit, referring to a federal Border Patrol station in nearby Richford. Soon, the Border Patrol arrives on the scene, and a federal agent named Steve asks to question the two farm workers.
Are you good with me talking to him? Or
sure. Do you want his ID first? Or?
I'm just going to ask him what he is. These
okay.
guys say they're permanent residents. So
okay.
I doubt it, but
okay.
I could ask him.
Yep, that's fine.
And the other guy, does he have ID? Do you know?
He said it's
the local officer starts to write up a traffic ticket, and then he lets the feds take over.
Well, after I give him this ticket, I'm done with him. Unless you guys want me to stick around. I want to stick around for a little bit to help you out.
Okay. All right, thanks, man.
On the video, the federal agent can be heard referring to some of the immigrants as wet, an apparent reference to the pejorative slur,
sure.
Wet back.
If she's wet.
But, yeah.
For Will Lambeck of the advocacy group Migrant
right.
Justice,
so
what happened that August evening
tickets, like
is deeply disturbing. The two
involved?
Men, a father and son, were taken into federal custody. Lambeck says they will soon be deported.
The law enforcement agents that are working on Vermont tax dollars are helping to deport our immigrant neighbors. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Lambeck is concerned that revisions to the state's fair and impartial policing policy will make the Franklin County scenario, in which a person's immigration status was given to federal agents, more common in Vermont.
Under the policy that was passed and approved last year, that should not be shared. Under the version that's currently being contemplated, that would be shared.
There is no difference in terms of protections. We are not interested in having there be losses of protection.
Major Ingrid Jones is Support Services Commander at the Vermont State Police and leads the agency's work on fair and impartial policing. She says she's only now become aware of the video and hasn't seen it. She says the incident needs to be investigated, but her initial impression is the stop does not square with existing policy or the proposed revised version.
So I don't see where that example is a good example of anything that wouldn't have been covered in basic proper policing practices 101.
Jonas strongly disputes Migrant Justice's interpretation of the changes to the policy. She says the revisions provide clarity for law enforcement to better carry out their jobs. She does point out that anything the state issues cannot conflict with federal law. The policy allows but does not mandate information sharing on immigration status between local cops and the feds. But the latest draft of the policy says local police should have, quote, no obligation to share immigration status unless it's needed to protect public safety. And Jonah says they have no intention of serving as an enforcement arm for federal immigration officials. The Criminal Justice Training Council is scheduled to take up the latest draft at a meeting Tuesday morning. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.
And VPR Steve Zind contributed to this report.